Welcome to the Million Dollar March. Today is Wednesday, November 19th, and it's our first session, and we are excited to begin to activate amazing prosperity. So join us now as we begin.
Moment or so.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
We are recording, Terry.
Thank you, Sharon, and I'm appreciative. I'm sorry for the background noise, but sometimes that does happen from a cell phone, which is why we ask you not to call from cell phones, or sometimes if your phone's just too near a computer. So, again, as you come on in, welcome, and just place yourself in mute, which is *6. And later, when and if you choose to speak, you can remove yourself from mute by entering *6 once again. Great. Sharon, I think we are ready to rock and roll if you want to get us kicked off here.
Oh, I would love it.
Thank you. Sounds great.
And if we have a lot of people that are going to be on the line. I know a lot of people know kind of teleseminar etiquette. So if we would love to have more interaction with people versus putting everyone in a lecture mode. But if we need to do that, we will. So just know that if there is any kind of challenges with the frequencies, we'll take care of that. So what we'd like to do is, first of all, welcome all of you. And we really are so excited to kick off this Million Dollar March. We're so excited, and we want to take an opportunity to do what we do in all of our programs, and really that is to center, to kind of bring the energies together. And so I love the opportunity to do that. So if you would, just wherever you are, take a deep breath in. Let's really feel a sense of connection to each other. Uncross yourself. Please don't multitask like checking emails or doing anything like that. This program is very much about activating at a cellular level more of what wants to be activated in you. And so we want your full attention. We really know that if you just kind of let yourself sit here like you're in a jacuzzi and let it kind of wash over you, amazing things will happen. We've had so many people tell us that from our first one. So please just take a deep breath in, feel a sense of connection to each other and to the guidance that brought you here. You know, there's no accidents, and you're here for a reason, probably a bigger reason than you even know, and we're all here together to amplify the energy and really magnetize more of what we're all wanting so that we can all support each other and assist each other. So with that, I'd like to state my intentions and then ask Terry to share hers. My intention is to have a lot of fun, to really amp up the energy, to really assist you all in laying a strong foundation for this amazing, amazing journey that we're going to be on, and to really allow a great sense of connection to everyone here and for people to leave with some real tangible things that you can begin to start doing. Terry?
Great, Sharon. Thank you so much. And I want to just feel very connected. There's lots and lots and lots of people on this call, and I just can feel the energy. So I want to continue to feel that wonderful energy to really create some action so people can start moving forward. I want to say marching forward.
March, yes.
to really magnetize, to create lots of prosperity. And I want us to just have fun on this journey, to have a great time and to go lightly and just enjoy the whole process.
Fantastic. Well, you know, Terry, one of the things that we know really works very powerfully is for everyone to really focus in and really connect in. When you talk about magnetizing, that is such an important thing. And it brings the energy up, really brings it to a high perspective. So I want people to really kind of notice as we're going through this, you may feel some real warmth in your body. You may notice your heart kind of pounding, and no, that's not the coffee you drank, okay, earlier. It really is this sense of what happens when we're all connected and focused in these like intentions and why these group kinds of experiences really are so incredibly powerful. So we want to really amp up the energy, ramp up the energy, and really know that we're a team. And so we really want to, you know, have everybody kind of amp up the energy. And, you know, Terry, I'd love to have everybody just kind of share a mantra with us, which is really Million Dollar March. How does that one feel?
Oh, I love that one.
Okay. So why don't we take a moment, and do we want to have everybody say Million Dollar March?
Yeah. So those of you on mute, you'll *6 yourselves when we ask you to come off of mute, just to remind you.
Okay. And we just want to, and we know not everyone may not be here, but let's just kind of get some energy moving, and let's just all say, on the count of three, Million Dollar March.
So everyone take yourself off mute, star six, star six.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. $1 million Mars! All right. Go back on mute. And let's just hold that. We're marching to millions, right? We're attracting millions in all kinds of ways for you, for everyone, for the kids. You know, we can all do it together. Karen?
Karen, thank you so much. I just love the way you kicked that off, high energy. And it was good to just hear people's voices, so thanks for that. To me, Sharon, as we're looking at today and starting our forward march, it's really about making choices. And we have choices all the time. We can choose how we want to think. We can choose how we want to feel. We can choose to focus on what's working in our lives. We can choose to focus on what's not quite right in our lives. Today, all of you made a choice to be here. You've made a commitment to bringing in dollars, to also really doing some great service for these children. And I really want you to make the commitment. You've made the choice. Now commit to what you've decided. One of my favorite parallels, I guess, in my own life that I'll just put out there, Sharon, is I always, in my life experience for at least 20 years and maybe a little bit more, would act as if I was making a commitment to losing weight. Oh, I'm going to start that new diet on Monday. I don't know if anybody else has ever done it, but Monday came and went. You know, it's like, oh, not this Monday, next Monday. I really think the only difference between people who really lose the weight or do anything is commitment. It's just important. You start thinking about it and say, I really am committed to this. So when you get on the scale moves, the scale changes, the scale budges because you were committed and you took action versus, well, gee, I got on the scale again this week and I didn't lose weight. So be committed. Don't just show up, and Sharon asked you in the beginning, you know, don't multitask. Don't be involved in something else in your head. Be here. There is something really different about the Million Dollar March, and we know this from our last experience in doing this program. And what is significantly different, first of all, is the number of people doing this program already, and we're continuing, as we've noticed today, to have many, many, many new people continue to add themselves. So we have a huge number of people. We've got community. It's not like you're doing this by yourself. And we really love and appreciate the energy behind the numbers. The more people, the more that we can do. You know, I always look at, like, how the pyramids got built. It's like, that's amazing. Well, it's not that amazing when you think it just took all of these people, and people working in concert with one another are amazing. One of the things that I love to do is take a look at what happens when you take two or more people. And if you take two people, let's say, if everybody wants to play with me, hold up your right hand and hold up your index finger on your right hand. Hold up your left hand. Hold up your index finger on your left hand. So you're going, okay, so we have one person and we have one person. Bring those fingers together. That's 11. That's how powerful it is when two or more people come together. And I really want you to feel that. We're amped up in our energy, amped up in our sense of community, and what we're asking of you is to be committed. Sharon, anything you want to add?
I just love that, Terry. I mean, that is such a powerful experience to think about how we multiply our energies. And as I mentioned for people, you know, I can feel my face is hotter. I don't know, Terry, about you, but I just feel like this warmth in my face. It's an indicator, you know, that we're all together and that this energy is really coursing through us. And we can harness that energy, and that's really what it's all about. Harnessing the energy, as you said, making a commitment, and focusing on an intention. Boy, there's amazing things that can happen. And so this really isn't a theoretical process, you know? So like, oh, okay, well, you know, everyone's heard about attracting. You know, I am talking about really harnessing real energy. I mean, things that, as you said, build pyramids, move mountains, you know, amazing forces that, you know, may not be totally understandable to all of us how that works, but it's a real palpable, tangible feeling that you have when group energy comes together. But, you know, this is like I know, Terry, you know, reality shows have been so popular, and I like to think of this as like reality coaching. You know, right here in the energy, we're all here, we're all focused on the same intention, to activate prosperity, to draw more dollars to us. For the purpose of what? For the purpose of serving, for the purpose of helping, for the purpose of helping children, and also for the purpose of helping ourselves, that we really can let go of that feeling that we don't have control, that we're not empowered. You know, Terry, it takes anywhere between 28 to 31 days of focused attention to change a habit. And really, when we're not living from a place of prosperity in the way we want to be, all that is just a habit. It's just thoughts we've been thinking for how long? Ever. It's the same thing you mentioned, like with the diet. It's just the same thoughts we've been thinking over and over again. So people say, well, nothing's changing. I say, oh, yes, it is. It keeps changing into the same thing. Over and over and over. So this is about interrupting those patterns. And when you made a commitment to say, yes, I'm going to be here and I'm going to do this, you made a commitment to change a habit. And using this process that we're really going to be talking about is really changing a habit. Okay?
Yeah, thanks, Sharon. What comes up for me, too, is it only takes one person to hold the intention, to really hold the dollars, to hold the vision, to hold the collective energy, to really lock onto it, to be fully kinetic. And that one person is each of you. It's you. We, Gina, Eva, Sharon, and myself, are very committed. We have the vision. We have the intention. We have the purpose. We have the passion. You have to hold the intention. We are here to provide great coaching and a great inner foundation and framework and belief shifting tools to help you make these internal changes really forever. You need to keep the vision and really be locked onto it. So if one moment doesn't go quite right, or one day or one experience, you still hold the commitment and the vision.
Yeah, you know, Terry, it's interesting because it's like, you know, we often say to clients when they talk about a vision, I'll say, well, vision is just something you don't believe, or it would be a reality, right? So all of us hold visions that we don't necessarily believe, or else that would become our reality. So we've got to, when we hold on to a vision, we don't have to believe it. All we need to do is hold that vision and start moving towards it. Exactly what you were saying. Start taking actions and moving towards it. And everyone here has taken a huge action, a huge commitment, which is being here. You know, one thing people ask us is, you know, why are we doing this? You know, why are we doing this? And it really came to us that we really wanted to prove that if you got a group of people together and they really focused their energy and their intention, they could make things happen. They could really harness that energy and make things happen. And when we did it the first time, gosh, Terry, I mean, we attracted something like, what, close to $800,000 in unexpected income? That was phenomenal. And now we're looking to kind of like, you know, put the pedal to the metal a little bit more here, right? Raise the bar. And we're asking everyone to say, okay, great, you're going to attract unexpected income. We want you to give some back. We want you to tangibly give some back and give it to children. Because focusing in on our children is one of the most important things we can do. That's our future. And when we can really hold this intention that we really see a positive future for our children, we will make just amazing shifts and changes ourselves, and we are investing in our future, in this world, in the kind of world we really want. So, Terry, anything you want to add to that?
No, that just was beautiful. It's resonating very much. Keep going. That's great.
So, you know, one of the things we want to look at is really this whole idea of making shifts around creating prosperity. You know, Terry, it's kind of like people act like it's this big mystical kind of secret thing, and I don't know, some special order knows about the secret. You know, every time I look at another book, somebody else has the secret, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else has the five steps to whatever. And, you know, actually it's really simple. It's about mastering some very simple principles and processes that, honestly, you knew when you came here, and they kind of been conditioned out of you. And really, it's true. They're very simple. It's because it's been a habit of doing it the other way that they seem so complicated. So we don't want to put you into overwhelm. We want to give you some very simple ways, but these are very powerful, and they are, truly, they are the keys. I mean, there isn't another set of keys that you have to go find. I mean, this is it. But the real part is that we can't do it for you. You have to do it yourself. And making that commitment is so important that you are ready, that you're ready to say, you know, that's it. I'm really, really ready. I'm ready to do this. And not only am I ready to do it, I'm doing this. The language is so different. So we'll be giving you just really a minimum amount of tools, nothing really overwhelming, but if you only practice these few things we offer you, and through the time as we are connecting with you on the e-group, if you only practice these few things, we really will tell you that you will activate a higher level of abundance in just 30 days. It's foolproof, but you've got to allow yourself to activate and make that commitment and take that action. Tara?
I think that's really great, Sharon, and I'm going to start to give them some of the tools today, and I really want people to understand we're talking simple stuff here. This is not difficult. It's just that we don't regularly do this. We don't use these skills. A couple of quick things logistically before we get into it, Sharon. I don't know if you have any details on the Ka-Ching machine or any of that at this time.
They can go to the milliondollarmarks.com site, and the Ka-Ching machine is available.
Great. So everybody, not now.
Stay on the phone.
Later today, this evening, tomorrow morning, log in to the milliondollarmarch.com website, and you will see the Ka-Ching machine, and it will go, it's not like a cash register, Ka-Ching, Ka-Ching. So when you start finding income and money and prosperity, you'll be able to track the money that you're attracting. How's that? Track the money you're attracting.
I like it.
And then we also will have a special e-group set up for everybody participating in the march. And the only thing I want to say about that, logistically speaking, is that we really are looking for you to focus on what's working and the positive. So don't put a post in there that says, oh, I had a lousy day. We're really working as a group collectively to meet our dreams and meet our goals and create prosperity for ourselves and for these kids.
Well, that's just an old habit. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, complaining and kind of looking at where you're at is an old habit, right? And that's one of the things we want to change, because that's what's keeping us, if we're feeling stuck, usually that's what's keeping us stuck is we continue to do the same things the same way. And as I said before, it's not that you're stuck. You just keep changing into the exact same thing.
Thanks, Sharon. Let me go ahead, Sharon, and start and give them some of the principles that we're going to work with. And I really want people to breathe these in. If you've heard them before, still try to hear them differently. I sometimes believe each time we hear information, there's something new, there's nuance that we're more ready for. So the principles, the foundation that I'm going to put out there, really come from the laws of attraction. And there's three things that play in the law of attraction. The first is you ask. You ask for something. You ask for what you're wanting. You ask for dollars. You ask for a feeling. You ask for health. You ask for prosperity. You ask for peace. You ask for freedom. You ask for love. You ask for wisdom. I don't care what it is, but you put out a message of asking. The second is that any time and every time you ask, the universe does answer. The universe responds. The universe shows you something, gives you a sign. You know those synchronistic things like you're thinking, oh, if only I could find a ghostwriter for my book. And you're asking, you're putting it out there to the universe. And you go and you have dinner and you end up sitting next to a ghostwriter. You go, how'd that happen? The universe answers. And the third piece of the law of attraction is that you allow. You allow. What I mean by that is you've asked, oh, I wish I could find a ghostwriter. That'd be nice, universe. Find me one. You sit down. You're having dinner at a meeting. You go, what do you do? I'm a ghostwriter. Oh, my gosh. The universe has answered. The next step is that you allow. You notice that that's coming to you, and you allow it in. You don't go through the old behaviors and patterns of, I'm not good enough. I don't deserve this, why me, or whatever your own story is. So again, you have to really get these principles, because we're going to use this all the way through, and these will change your lives. You ask, the universe answers, and you allow. Now, I want everybody on this call to immediately do something with me. Do not use your brains. We checked your
no
brain at the door. Go to your heart. What is the number of unexpected dollars, or if you're from another country, whatever your currency is, what is the number of unexpected dollars you personally will attract during our 4 weeks of the March? What is the number of unexpected dollars you are personally going to attract during our March? Write that down. Don't even think about it. Write it down. Now, let me just explain. You personally can create the whole million yourself. You could create a dollar yourself. It's up to you. And by the way, it's not like we have any, I don't know what to call these, intention or manifestation police or anything that are following up and going, oh, Sharon, you said that you were going to manifest $2,500 or $25,000. This is only for you to get yourself excited, not for you to feel any pressure, but to feel excited. Excited about yourself having the money and maybe having more money to spend at the holidays, or yourself having the money to use for something else, or the excitement of how great it's going to feel when you tithe some of the money to these kids. Sharon, you want to add anything?
Yeah, I really think that there is such a tremendous power, first of all, as you said, in writing it down. And I also like the whole idea of that you're going to do this easily. You know, Terry, so when they came up with a number, you know, I'm easily attracting, I'm easily creating, or I'm joyfully, you know, some sense of that this is going to be fun, it's going to be really easy. I think that is very powerful. And to actually write down, and I will offer 10% to, and pick something you're going to give to. We really recommend and are asking that you focus in on some kind of children's organization or children's charity, because this season is so about, this holiday season is so about children. And I really believe the children in all of us, that spirit of all of us, that is, you know, we're all connected at that level. But I really would love to have people do that as well. When you write it down, you know, it's a commitment to yourself, and your brain starts going to work to find out ways to do that. You'll just be absolutely amazed, but write it down. It's a commitment. And the other thing is, read that. You know, read it every day. Read it before you go to sleep at night, and let the processes of your brain help you. You know, those brains are great for a lot of things. We want to check, and we want to work with our heads and our hearts together. So the simple strategy that we really are going to be looking at, one of these aspects, and as we're laying the foundation, is how to change our inner mindset about allowing. You know, literally, as we think thoughts, and as we think a thought, it has a vibration, it has a frequency to it. And as Terry was talking about with the universe, you ask, okay, that's a given. You ask. Every time you're looking at anything, whether you're looking at a new car, whether you're looking at, oh my gosh, look at my car now, I don't like this one so much, you're automatically putting out signals, I want a new car, ooh, and I like that one. You don't even have to actually write it down or say it. It's going out at a vibrational level. And so you ask, and as Terry said, remember, the universe, spirit, source, whatever you want to call that for you, always responds, always. It's on its way to you in a way that really will serve your highest good, by the way, too. And the third part is you have to let it in. You have to allow it. So imagine you're like a radio station, and if you're not tuned in, let's say you like country western like I do. If I've got my station tuned into heavy metal, do you think I'm going to hear any country western? No. So I've got to get my station tuned in. And that's what we mean by your vibration. The thoughts, the feelings, the things you've been kind of putting out there, think of that as your radio station. And what we want to do is change the radio station you're tuning into more often. That's why Terry mentioned that when you get on the e-group, you want to focus in on what's working. You want to focus in on what you're appreciating. And not from a perspective of, okay, let's see, I appreciate my toenails. Yeah, okay, I guess my toenails are good. Now, this is coming from a real place of something that you can really appreciate. You know, you're not getting on the station if it's sort of that hollow kind of like, well, I guess I could appreciate toenails. I mean, really, unless you've had problems with your toenails. then you'll really be appreciating your toenails if you've ever had a toenail that is having a problem. So we want to help you change your vibration. And how is that? We love the game we call the appreciation game. And I have to mention that we really think there's a wonderful site, abraham-hicks.com, if you're not familiar with this particular teacher. And we have to give abraham-hicks.com a big plug for the appreciation game. We've really kind of made some tweaks on that and really looked at how to play that. But play the appreciation game. And the appreciation game is really this whole idea of how do you make this change in this frequency? How do you make this change to that radio station? If you've been focusing on, oh, my life is coming, no money's coming, oh, well, I probably can't do that, probably can't find a ghostwriter, oh, yeah, if I do, probably too much money. If you're putting out those kinds of thoughts, you're on a different station from what you want to be on in order to receive what you've already asked for. So how do you play the appreciation game? Here's some ways, and then Terry certainly add whatever you'd like to. Look for positive aspects. This is one of the best things you can do with partners, with anybody in your life. You know, they're probably, if somebody has 10 qualities that you just can't stand, that really irk you, but there's one quality that really you're impressed with, that you feel a connection with, if you focus in on that one quality, you will be more of a connection to that quality in that person, and I will tell you that person will show you that quality more. But if you focus it on the 10 that you are not liking or you're not feeling good about, what do you think you're going to get more of? More of those 10 qualities, right? I will guarantee you this. Don't do it the opposite way to prove me right, okay? Go the other way. So you got to look for the positive aspects. And like I said, if it's just one thing about somebody, maybe it's your mother-in-law. Anybody have, like, you know, positive aspects about your mother-in-law? Maybe it's just her hair. And that's the only thing you can honestly say, yeah, well, she's got nice hair. Got to give it to her, you know? She goes every week. She's got nice hair. Focus there. Pretty soon you'll start to sense something else, but you can't do this in an ingenuous kind of way. Then when you find positive aspects of anything, you want to really amp it up. We call that kind of milking it. You know, talk about it. Maybe you go to the mall and you find a great parking space. We usually kind of let that go by, Terry. It's sort of like, oh, yeah, that was nice. I found a nice parking space, and there's no parking spaces. Because we assume everything should work out great for us, and we don't spend any time celebrating when things do. We just focus all our energy on when they don't. Oh, let me tell you about how it isn't working. Let me tell you about how I didn't find a parking space. We want you to really start amping this up in a real powerful way. So you find a parking space, tell everybody about it. Go to the court. Hey, do you know I found a great parking space? I'll tell you, if you really amp that up and kind of milk it, you're going to feel this warm feeling in your body, and that's an indicator to you that you're on the right station. Tara?
Well, one thing I just wanted to add to that is just personal experience. Whenever something isn't going quite right for me and I turn sort of my dial onto the positive aspects of something, it goes more right. I'm just going to give an example.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the oddest thing in my home office for the last month where for no reason whatsoever the power just goes out and you put the power back on and it goes out and you put it back on. It's like a game.
We've had that too.
Okay, it must be our energy. We have the electrician now, he checks everything, goes, no, there's no problem. Like, well, there must be a problem, the power's going out. And so I was really focused on the power going out. And, like, really angry. Every time I looked at anything plugged in, I was like, that darn plug, that outlet, you know. If I turned the light switch on, I'd be like, that stupid outlet. It was just a really negative experience. And one day I said, you know what? What if I just had a whole new approach? And when I turned the lights on in my office, I said, boy, am I grateful for whatever power and energy I get. And
whatever's working.
It's just been really interesting. The whole experience has changed. So I guess that's something I really wanted people to get, Sharon, and really wanted to get that point across.
Absolutely. Well, you know, even think about work. I know when I was in the corporate sector as a CEO, you know, that was one thing that was always such a big issue is, you know, people gossiping and always complaining about everybody else. And, you know, now that I work for companies, it's still, people are gossiping. People are still, you know, really talking about each other. But think about that. Think about what happens. So often when people are complaining or you're rehashing a negative experience, you can tell in your body that you're not on the right station. You don't feel good. You know, I mean, maybe in the beginning it's sort of good to sort of trash somebody a little bit, you know, because everybody's all amped up about it. But pretty soon you start saying, oh, you know what, this just doesn't feel good. If we're all honest with ourselves, there is a feeling in your body. And I want people to start noticing that. You can tell in your body when you're on the station that's connecting you to what you want. You can tell. And so many of us have just cut off our connection to our bodies. We can't really tell. We can't really feel anymore. I want to encourage people to come back to that in this next 4 weeks, to really become more aware of what you're feeling in your body. Your body does not lie. You know, Terry, like if you meet someone, you ever met someone and just go, oh, I don't know, I just don't feel right about that person. It's never wrong. You can try and intellectualize your way out of it, but any time I've ever had that experience, I was always right on, absolutely dead on. So we want to encourage people, as you're playing this appreciation game, notice how great you feel when you're focused on something that went great, even something like a little parking space. You say it enough, and you're really feeling like, yeah, that's good, and you're feeling a warm and kind of warm, fuzzy feeling inside. That's an indicator to you that you're flowing the energy through your body and that you're on that station, that you're focused in on those higher vibrating thoughts and feelings. And when you're on the other side, and not to beat yourself up when it occurs, but this is just about awareness and shifting patterns. This is kind of like going on a diet, except, you know, that whole going on a diet thing doesn't feel too good to most of us. So let's think of it more like we're going on an adventure for 30 days. You know, it's going to be a lot more fun. We're going on this adventure, and we're traveling these new roads that maybe we've never traveled before. Or maybe we traveled down a little bit, but we're kind of like, oh, well, I don't want to go down that path. I don't know what's down there. We're here to support you. You've got all these people to support you. Come down that path because you're going to see major results fast when you change that channel and start vibrating at that place more often, which is allowing in all the things you've been asking for. And that's the thing. You've been asking for them. They're piling up outside your door. You just got to get on the right station, or if you want to use the example of have the right combination to open the door and let it all flow in. Here, do you want to say it, Sharon?
Yeah, a couple things, Sharon. I mean, I want people to also understand this takes practice.
Oh.
You know, you might be focused on a negative aspect, and you might get off the call and focus on something that didn't quite go right for you or wasn't perfect in this experience, because that's life. That's the way it is. That's up and down. It's chaos in each moment.
Absolutely.
This is life. You know, I always tell people who go, I don't know why this happened to me, because you're living. That's why it happened.
You're breathing.
When we're involved in life, it's a chaotic, hectic experience. So I want to say to people, Sharon, that this takes practice. We don't expect you to be perfect. Believe me, and I think I speak for the four of us.
Absolutely.
We are not perfect. We support each other. We coach each other. We help each other. And we're here for you and the whole community so that we can all be coached to create more and more actions that feel good and are more positive. As we amp things up over the next few weeks, we're going to be coaching you to take chances. We're going to coach you to step out of your comfort zone. We're going to ask you to really activate more and more higher energies, because what happens as you do is, holy cow, the point of attraction changes and more comes in faster, easier, and with less effort. And the process that we teach and that we use that's so important, we call baby steps. Sharon and I always talk about baby steps. It's not, oh, come leap over here. You know, in coaching, a lot of people talk about leaping over the gap. And I don't know about anybody, but that scares the heck out of me. You know, jump over here and be like, no, thank you. Baby steps, in our experience, and we've coached thousands and thousands of people, is lasting, it's easier, it's more fun, it's effortless, and it creates bigger results. A baby step is to take one action that feels better, think one thought that feels better, do one thing, create one penny, go find a dime somewhere, instead of, okay, go lose 50 pounds and, you know, come back tomorrow. I mean, seriously, a lot of us set goals that I look at and go, you know, come on. I had a client that wanted to make $150,000 in 2004. I said, great, what's the most money that you've ever made? Oh, well, last year I made $13,000. Now, I don't dishonor their goal, and I don't disbelieve they can get there, but I think it would be a little bit more fun and easier, and they'd move faster if they baby stepped and we said, let's do 15,000, let's do 20, then let's do 25, then let's do 30. It just makes more sense, because here's what happens. Let me just give an example. I'm back to the weight loss example. Let's say that I said, oh, you know, I want to lose 20 pounds. And so now I'm walking 20 pounds. Oh, I'm so fat, 20 pounds. You'll notice I'm not focused on positive aspects. You'll notice my energy is kind of negative and kind of draining. Then I get on the scale and I go, oh, I lost 2 pounds. 2 pounds. Oh, my goodness, I have 20 to lose. Here's how it would have been different. If I said, you know what, this week it would be good to lose a pound, just a pound, baby step. I'm not looking for 20. I'm just focusing on one. Then I got on the scale and I lost 2. Man, I'd be really happy. So here's what we're asking you to do for the next 30 days, and this goes back to the commitment that we spoke about in the beginning. For the next 30 days, we want each of you to become super aware, like hyper aware, of every feeling, of every word. From kind of an observer place, what I mean by that is as if you're a coach, non-judgmental, you're standing back and looking at yourself. Example, you drop something on the floor and out of your mouth you go, oh, how stupid could I be? I don't know if anybody's ever said that, but every time I drop something I make a ridiculous comment. If I'm an observer and I'm being hyper-aware, I'll notice that and I'll think, that wasn't focusing on the positive aspects. Here's the positive aspect. Oh, it's just on my linoleum. I can clean that up. Oh, I didn't break a glass. No big deal. Oh, there's more of that beverage where that came from. I can still have more of that. Oh, I dropped something. What a human being I am. So we want you to be really astute in catching how you're feeling, what you're saying, what you're thinking, and to really stand in a non-judgmental place. None of us, none of us, none of us, none of us, I don't care who's on the call. I don't care if some religious icon is on the call. We do not have the judgment rope. Take it off. Don't judge yourself either. Let yourself be human. Just notice. And when you find yourself focusing on something that's lower energy or getting caught up in a lower energy conversation or someone's talking to you about lack, oh, I wish I had more money, oh, I didn't have enough clients or whatever, or you're watching the news, you know, another plane crashed or helicopter went down, just ask yourself without judgment, is this thought, feeling, or action creating more positive aspects? Is it focusing me more and more on what's working and what's right and feeling good? Or maybe is this not so good?
Yeah, you know, Terry, one thing I just love the fact that you shared the baby stepping and, you know, our whole approach to baby stepping, because it's so important. And, you know, so often people say, well, I'm over here in this place. Let's say, for example, someone is really worried about their bills, you know, since we're talking about money. When you were talking about weight, I'll go back to money. Money and weight, money and weight. but let's say that's an example. And so they're real depressed. You know, oh my gosh, the thoughts are going through their head. Oh my gosh, how am I going to make this work? What if this doesn't come through? You know, how am I going to pay my bills? And so they're depressed. You know, you can't go from depressed to everything's rosy and it's all going to work out fine. You know, that's too far of a jump. And so often what I see is that people want to make this huge jump. So what do they start doing? They start, you know, saying affirmations or doing all this stuff. And meanwhile, so they're saying affirmations. I easily attract millions of dollars to me. And meanwhile, inside, they're saying, yeah, right. I can't even pay my mortgage, or I'm worried about the bills, or I couldn't even sleep last night. What we're suggesting is you take a baby step. Maybe you move from a thought that is depressing, you know, like, oh my gosh, what if nothing happens, to maybe mad. Because mad feels better than depressed. It really does. If you think about it, depressed is powerless. Depressed is, oh my God, I have no way of working through this. Mad at least gets you to start moving in some kind of action. So maybe you move from depressed to, you know, I'm just really angry about this. That this always happens to me. And I'm really angry about that. And now you move to kind of angry, but, you know, I'm really angry and I'm going to do something about it.
you know, I'm going to do something about this, and I really feel like, yeah, I'm taking this class. Yeah, I really get what they're saying, and I'm going to be more gentle with myself, and I'll make baby steps. Yeah, maybe I'll take an action. You know, I've always thought about, maybe I could start a business on my own. Maybe I'll put up a flyer. Oh, now we went from depressed to really angry to maybe I'll take a little bit of action. And I can tell you, people, that really, when you start moving, you know, and people say, well, you don't want to tell people to be mad. Why? It's better than depressed. And so let yourself be okay with moving up, as we call, the vibrational ladder. You can't go from a place where you're totally entrenched in something all the way over to this quantum leap. That's leaping over the gap. And as Terry said, that doesn't feel very good. And it's very, very, very difficult to do. Those quantum leaps usually come with some big price tags attached. I don't know about you, Terry, but they have for me. When I've made big quantum, I like those little baby steps, kind of moving forward and marching kind of things. Those quantum leaps are painful at times. You know, so I want to encourage people, like, that's really okay. When we say focus on the positive, sometimes something that feels a little more positive is just that next feeling that someone say, well, that's not very positive. So, yes, it is for me, because no one knows except for you. Sharon?
Well, I think what you said is so valuable. Thank you, Sharon. It really, to me, brings people back to noticing how you feel and continuing to create thoughts, feelings, and actions that make you feel better, a baby step better. If you manifested, let's say, tomorrow, $11.22, it would be about running to the ka-ching machine and entering that and not going, oh,
$11?
I have $11. Oh, I just read the post above mine, and they have $1,500, so I better not even put that. But instead going, I really appreciate that out of nowhere I got this refund that I didn't even expect on a computer program for $11.25. Isn't that cool? Extra money I didn't even know was coming in. I'm going to go celebrate that. So I'll just mention this, and I'll let Sharon expand on it, but what you want to activate is appreciation. Appreciation not just for others, but for yourself, for every single moment that you notice yourself feeling something better than what you used to feel. So, oh, I used to get really concerned when this happened. Now I'm noticing that I can just appreciate that more. Oh, I really used to get peeved when I would invite my in-laws to show up on Thanksgiving at 3, and they'd come at 1. You know, I'd still be vacuuming. I'd be like, oh, my gosh. Now I appreciate and say, well, they just couldn't wait to get here. Isn't that cool?
Put them to work.
Hey, I'm writing that one down. Do you want to go forward?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you know, it's all in how you look at it, too, right? I mean, because when the in-laws show up at 1, you're thinking, oh, I can't believe that they're being so inconsiderate that they're coming at 1 o'clock. Instead, you say, hey, great, everybody can help. I need help in the kitchen. Put an apron on, Mom, you know, or Dad, or whatever. But, you know, really, Terry, and it's so true, is that there just are no rules for this game. But here are some tips. Be gentle with yourself. It's a process. We talked about, hey, when I work with clients and they say, you know, I used to be really depressed and now I'm just mad about that. I say, great, let's celebrate that. Now you're just mad. You know, well, last week I was really mad. Now I think I'm a little bit more towards, I think maybe kind of hoping maybe that this will work. Okay, great, we've moved to that. Wonderful. Because it's through those baby steps of those actions that you're going to activate things in your mind that are going to help guide you to the next actions to take. We call those inspired actions. And as you're moving up the vibrational ladder, you will get inspired actions. Or as you said, Terry, you'll happen to sit right next to somebody that really has some information for you. So one thing we want to tell you about this process is don't try to create money. You know, I know it sounds like an oxymoron in a way, Terry, because we said at the beginning, well, how much money do you want to create? But really, don't focus there on it's all about the money. You want to work on the feelings, because when you get on that right station more often, the money just comes. It really does. It really feels like easy and fun, and it really just comes. Don't take score too soon, as you said, about discounting things that seem smaller in nature that are showing up. They're all indicators of allowing more in. Maybe you got a great sale. You know, and or maybe you went to the cash register and the thing was 50% more off that you didn't know. Somebody else might say, oh, yeah, big deal. That wasn't any big deal. I would have got it anyways. That's not the attitude we want you to have. But you were guided to go right at that time to that store, pick up that particular item. You want to look at everything like it's a gift from the universe. No matter what it is, I'm like, yep, there's the universe taking care of me again. Yep, there's the universe. And the more you say that, the more that happens. Take actions that feel good. As we said, really, we call it inspired actions. You know when an action feels good. Or take an action that feels like it's the path of lesser resistance. Let's see, I've got these, I've got to make a decision, or I've got to take an action, I've got these four possibilities, let me feel, let me connect in with my own inner guidance and feel which one feels more fun, which one feels more inspired, or which one feels just like the least of the worst, if you want to go that place, Terry. What, you know, that's what, how you look at really taking action. You want to play more with going with your gut versus your head. And you can feel that in your body, going with your gut. Tara, anything you want to share?
Yeah, I love what you just said. It really is about your gut. You know, we've gotten away as a society from how we feel. We get more into how we think we're supposed to feel or act or be or what we're supposed to do. And I always tell people, make your decisions based only on how things feel and on nothing else. It's when I talk to you guys in the beginning and I said, leave your heads at home, leave your brains away, you know, away. I really mean that. Two things showed up for me around that today. A client of mine called in this panic. I was asked to do this huge speaking engagement. I don't know what to do. What should I do? I said, well, do you want to do the speaking engagement? Well, I'm not sure, but it's a great opportunity. Does it feel good when you picture yourself at the speaking engagement? Do you go, oh, this feels good? No, I feel terrified. So what do you want to do? Well, I don't think I want to go. There you go. There's your decision. We could all make much quicker, faster decisions and more action steps to move forward if we just kept checking in with our gut, if we just kept going, okay, let me see. What is it that feels good for me? Not what will others think. Oh, I have to go to this dinner party. Do you? Is that what feels best for you? So as you're magnetizing anything, money, friends, relationships, health, success, whatever it is, you really want to focus on what feels right for you. The other piece that we talked about earlier is focusing on what is working, what's going right, what's going well. I really highly recommend that you use this e-group that we're setting up or we have set up because this is really important. It's a way that we, all of us, as a community, can share our appreciation. It's a big, big part of this group energy and a big part of how you'll manifest the dollars. So I'm really asking each of you to commit to fully participating. That doesn't mean you just read everybody else's posts. That means you post something. You find something to appreciate.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that is really a foundation of all of this is that really, we believe that every person has within them an inner guidance, an inner knowing. We've been talking about it. It shows up in your body. You can tell in how you feel. You know, so often when I'll coach people, you know, they'll really say, well, yeah, I really have to do that. I really need to do that. But when you really peel it all down, as Terry was saying, you know, if we just did the things that really resonated with us, you know, and I can hear people saying, well, I don't feel good about paying my mortgage. You know, and I'm saying, well, you know, those are some of the things that we have made commitments to do. But when you really look at, you know, look at what that mortgage offers you, you know, a roof over your head, all the wonderful things. But that inner guidance will guide you to the next actions. So we call that inner guidance your inner coach. And through this process, we're really suggesting that you ask your inner coach more, that you really connect in with that. And you know, Terry, one of the things I do and ask my clients to do is to connect in every day, you know, with their inner guidance. At first, it feels really strange, but just write a letter. Write a note. You know, I'd like to connect in with my inner guidance today. You know, here's some of the things that are bothering me. Here's some of the things that I want assistance on. And really just write it out. And pretty soon you'll start to notice that you might have a prompting to write something as if something is wanting, a part of you is wanting to communicate with you. That won't necessarily happen in the very beginning, but I guarantee you, even just writing that down and writing down all the things that you're concerned about is refreshing and releasing and starts your brain working and putting you on the right channel so that you can allow in. Here?
Yeah, there's a couple things I want to just piggyback on, Sharon. We happen to be coaches. Certainly not everyone on this call is a coach. We're all different kinds of professions. We have different skills and different training. What we want to say to all of you is that our belief, our philosophy, all four of us, is that all of you have some innate ability to coach. Doesn't mean you'll be a coach in your profession, but it means that you can tap more into not only your inner guidance, as Sharon just talked about, but also you can already be a coach to others. How? Helping people focus on positive aspects, flowing appreciation to other people. So when you're playing, and we're on the e-group and the discussion board, and on some of our calls, you're going to actually not be on mute, you'll get to play, really taking the opportunity to not only speak positively, but to acknowledge other people, to fully hear other people. If someone is sharing, you know, well, I found a penny, and you're listening as a coach and not as a person with judgment, you're not going to be thinking, a penny, big deal, why are you wasting the call's time to tell us about a penny? Instead, you're going to be in a non-judgmental place, flowing positive aspects of appreciation. Isn't that cool? They found a penny. That's the beginning of money coming in. That's a baby step. So I just want people to tap into not only their inner coach, which is critically important, but to also act as if you are deeply connected and tuned in with the rest of us, because we are all connected. None of us is any better than anybody else or worse than anybody else. Sharon, I wanted to make a recommendation.
Sure.
And just whatever you think about that. I highly feel that it would be very important for people to partner with someone during the next month to really help you keep your money magnetism up. So if you have a friend or a buddy, a partner, whatever, who has not joined, have them join. They can listen to the call they missed today on Audio Podium. But I really feel like it's important. I know it has been for me to buddy up so that I've got somebody kind of holding me accountable, and I'm amping up the energy with somebody in between these calls. And I really believe that it would be worth an hour a week of your buddy's time because they'll be able to create a different life and regarding abundance of all kinds of things. So I just wanted to put that out there, Sharon. I don't know how you feel about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you had us do the exercise, you know, 1 and 1 is 11.
Yes.
And also, I would just say that since these are being recorded on Audio Podium, you know, tell other people. They can still participate in this, even if the time doesn't fit for them. They can, you know, we'll still be taking people into the group as long as we reach our maximum amounts, which is really unlimited. And so, you know, tell people if this really is serving you, because I can tell you when you really get focused in and start moving forward and feel the energy of what happens, it's amazing. Miracles happen. You know, Terry, last time we did this, I mean, I would have tears running down my face when I was reading these e-group postings of the kinds of changes that were happening for people, because the kinds of changes that happen at an inner level that really are then a match to more money are really about activating a greater sense of peace and joy and ease in our lives right now. Those are the things that are a match. And so as you make those shifts at an inner level, not only does money start flowing in, but so many other things start happening, changes in relationships, shifts and changes that, I mean, it was just amazing. I'm so looking forward to this journey, because last time was so fantastic, and we know that we're going to even amp that up even more this time. So we're intending and expecting that you really get this coaching support from each other. You know, Terry and Gene and I really, and Eva and I all believe, all four of us believe, that if people could just activate coaching skills in themselves, you know, we would change this world. And so that's really part of what we're asking you to model, is to begin to start looking at how can I be more of a coach in my experience with myself and with others. So, Tara, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, just very, very quickly to summarize, I really want people to understand that not only are you going to learn the skills to magnetize money, but this can be used to magnetize anything. So it's really a bigger, broader perspective that you're getting. So keep this process open. Keep thinking, what else do I want to magnetize? Because it works in all areas. For 4 weeks, fully focus, commit all your energy, all your focus. You have to do one thing and one thing only this week, and that is to focus on thoughts that feel better, to constantly be finding positive aspects. What would feel better than this? What would feel better than that? What's another thought that would feel better? Those are those baby steps. And we want you to notice, kind of for your home play, I guess, really notice any amounts of money that flow into you. And when I say any, I mean any. I remember when we started the last $1 million march, you know, the first couple posts were like, found a penny, you know, found 2 pennies, I found 10 cents, I found, went through an old drawer, found $1.05, and then all of a sudden, you know, it was like, found $11,000, got a check from this client I thought I was never collecting from, ended up getting this money back as a rebate from taxes, and the amounts were getting bigger and bigger. Yeah. Baby steps. You have to start somewhere. And I can tell you 100% conviction that if you use what we taught you and you ask and you really allow the universe to answer, I mean really listen for it to answer and then allow that in, it'll answer in a big way. We will have incredible amounts of money to donate to the children's charities and any other charities, and all of you will be able to flow abundantly and give money to others and enjoy money yourselves. And the last thing that I just have to say is money is not a bad word.
Oh, yes. Very good.
Money is a great thing. Money is how we help other people in our society. Money is how we exchange energy. Money is how I say, thank you, I really appreciate your service. Let me write you a check. Money is a wonderful thing. So if you got your hang-ups about it, we will be working on it, but I just wanted to put that out there. Sharon, any closing thoughts that we want to put out there before we complete?
Absolutely. I'd like everyone to just activate that money is love.
Mm.
When you think about it, money's love. That's how we show love. And so let's just activate that you're willing to allow love. Love in all kinds of ways to come to you in amazing ways. So everybody, let's move forward on activating the love in us by doing as much loving things as we can, and let that love flow in.
I like that. Beautiful, beautiful. Let's ask everybody before they leave to take themselves off and star six. And before we leave, we'll do a count of three, and let's just amp up the energy. I want to hear you guys loud all over the world on the count of three, $1 million march. Let's get ready to bring in money. One, two, three.
$1 million march!
I'm ready to bring in money.
All right.
Lots of love. Bring the love in.
We'll see you on the ka-ching machine.
Ka-ching.
Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye.